Okay, I think he left us for today. That's great, though. I'm glad we had a chance to talk to him. Okay, Kilo Echo 9, Alpha, Whiskey Yankee. Rachel, if you're still with us, anything else you want to add? I mean, your story about taking a nation's history trip really caught my attention. You know, you being there in Long Beach, that must have been something. So anything else you want to add about your favorite vacation spot? Go ahead.
Yes, I think I do. So I have some tips. First off, I cannot say enough good things about the UN. I know a lot of people have stuff to criticize them about.
Summer.
But besides the politics, which I'll keep it light here, they are actually quite accommodating. I walked in, and I didn't actually tell them I was disabled or blind. You know, I thought about it. And so I walked in, and I said, well, I'm blind. I need some help. A lot of places have stuff to say or stuff to moan about. The United Nations, 3 minutes top, got me some help. Maybe 5 minutes, but, you know, very quickly, didn't protest, was like, no problem, we'll get somebody right now. And so it was, they definitely practice what they preach, and it's quite a good place to visit. The second tip I can think of, and I might think of more when I'm talking, is in Washington, D.C. Let me drop for a moment. Is that you want to reserve early, about half a year to 9 months, or as soon as you want to go, but just be early because D.C. fills up very quickly, especially when, for your congressman. That's the best way to go. You do not have to pay. I don't know if in the Trump era it still have these things, but you go to your congressman's website and you go to want to visit Washington, D.C., and you check a couple boxes, and if you get through, then you get to go and visit, and it's a very interesting thing. I happened to email my congressperson, and I'm blind, and they were able to give me a private tour of the Capitol building. They said the White House was a self-guided tour, and I was like, imagine Rachel getting lost in the White House. So they assigned the same aide to help me out. I think it was returning emails. And so yeah, I also did a touch tour at the Library of Congress, which was very good. This was all arranged by a person. But yeah, and if you're blind, they allow you to go inside in Philly, the Liberty Bell, like the ropes and touch it. So that was very, very cool. And in the Library of Congress, they let you go up and touch the, and give me one. Touch the, they have a glass molded art thing to let you touch that with like a picture of Minerva. And that was, it was actually really cool. So, yeah, and I went by myself. I was in my mid-20s, totally blind, you know, can't see. Made a trip across. It was actually my first big trip. I wanted to see if I could do it. And I was pretty sure I could. But, so yeah, some places I have to fight harder than others, like the Bureau of Engraving. And the mint, they didn't give me any help, so, but there was enough people in the end of the hallway that I asked if somebody would walk and describe things. Now my meta glasses would be cooler, but well, I'm not making that trip anytime soon, unfortunately. Anyway, this is Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6. I can hang around, so if you want to ask questions, feel free. Anyway, this is Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6 FET to net control.
What a story. Thank you. Wow. I don't know too many people who've actually touched the ropes of the Liberty Bell or had that experience at the Library of Congress. I did, but not like you did. Oh, my gosh. I still have my library card from the Library of Congress. How about that, you know? All right, now, before we get to the next station, there was someone that tried to check in, and I heard the word summer. So if you are a station that didn't get a chance to check in to the 73 round, I'll grab you now before I get back to Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee. So for the station that said the word summer, or if you are another station that didn't get a chance to check in, please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.